Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, 10th through the 13th verse. For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my words be that goes from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. Please read with me the catechetical review found on the inside of your bulletin, the Ten Commandments. The third commandment, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Our epistle reading this morning is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 9 through 13. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. This is the word of the Lord.
We sing the gospel, alleluia. The Holy Gospel from St. Luke, the 8th chapter. When a great crowd was gathering and people from that town after town came to Jesus, he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell among the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it, and some fell on the rocks, and as it grew up it withered away because it had no moisture, and some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. And some fell into good soil and grew, and yielded 100-fold. As he said these things, he called out, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And when the disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The one along the path are those who have heard. The devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. And the one on the rock are those who, when having heard the word, receive it with joy. But those have no root, for they believe for a while, and in time of testing they fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked out by the cares and the riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. I would invite all of our children to please come forward. Good morning. Great to see you this morning. How are you? Good. What's in there? It's dirt, right? What's in these packages? Seeds. How do we get this to grow? That's exactly right. You put the seeds in there, you put the water in there, and you wait for it to grow. And then what happens? Well, you never know. Might take a lot of water. Good morning. So shall we plant them? Okay. Should we wait? You said we have to wait. You have to take them out of the package? And then what do you do with them then? And you put them in. Okay. Here, let me help you with that. These seeds are really small. I should have found some bigger ones. But let's see how we can do this. I'll put them in my hand, and then you guys grab a couple. And these are little bitty seeds, so they don't have to be very deep. We'll just put them on top, and then we'll just brush the soil over them, okay? All right, here we go. There's some seeds there. Just take a couple. Well, they're not mustard seeds. They're flowers. Yeah, they are little. Okay, just take them and put them right there on top if you want to put them in, just a little bit under the surface. Oh, no, it won't take that long. Did you get them in there? Bud, you want to try and plant some seeds? All right. No, you can't eat them. All right, we're going to plant the rest of the seeds. We'll put them in. We put them in the soil. And then what do? Then we just cover them just a little bit, right? And then what'll happen? We're going to put just a little water on there. And now what do we do? How long? A month? Yeah. I want flowers right now. They won't grow that quick? Oh, they're like people. It takes time to grow. Right. Jesus tells this parable today. Did you hear it in the gospel? He talks about a guy that went out to sow seeds. He had seeds, and he threw the seeds out. Now, what would happen if we took these seeds and if we just poured them right here on the ground? It'd make a mess. Are they going to grow? They're not going to grow because there's no soil there, right? What happens if we took them outside and we threw them out on the concrete right outside of front doors? Would they grow there? There's no soil. They probably wouldn't grow, and maybe people would step on them. Maybe the birds would come down and eat them. And maybe they would fall in where there's some soil and they might grow there. But Jesus also says in the parable, he says that some of the seeds that the sower sowed, where did they fall? They fell in the good soil. That's right. And when they fell in the good soil, what happened? They grew and they produced 100-fold. And that's exactly what we want. We want the seeds to grow. Well, Jesus tells us this because he's talking about his word. Now, if we have a Bible at home, is the Bible staying closed on the table going to help us? Not too much. We have to open the word, we have to open the Bible, and we have to be in the Bible reading God's word, and that seed that Jesus talks about, the seed that he talks about sowing, is his word. And his word is good. Now, when we started this, we put this in this soil. Is this good soil? It should be. It looks like good soil, so the seeds should grow in it. But when Jesus talks about sowing his word, when he talks about his word to us, he reminds us our soil. Thus, we're not. Do we ever do anything that God says not to do?
Yeah.
What we call that sin, and there's a lot of that, isn't it? But the word of God, when it's planted in us, that word makes this bad soil good. Because Jesus does something there. Let's go over here to the baptismal font. It's right here. Jesus plants the word in us, and he uses his word, and he uses what's in here. Yeah, he uses word and water, and he reminds us of that gift that God has given to us. He reminds us of our baptism. That his word and this water given to us forgives our sins. Like that. Come here. He forgives our sins. It's God's word and his water planted in us that makes us good. That reminds us of our forgiveness. That continues to grow in us this faith that always depends on Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus is the best gardener, isn't he? He not only has the good seed, but he makes us the bad soil. He makes us good so that we produce fruit, so that we continue to live and grow in his world, and we let others see the hope that we have that comes from Jesus, the good seed. Well, let's go to our Savior in prayer, shall we? Dear Jesus, thank you for planting. Thank you for giving us faith. Making us good. Watering us in baptism. Forgiving us through the cross. In your name. Amen. All right. Thanks for coming up here. And we continue with the hymn of the day. Pray with me. Father in heaven, we thank you again that you have planted faith in us, that your good word has made us holy and pure. We thank you, Father, and we pray that we would produce much fruit that would give glory to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. It is that time of the year again. If you have a green thumb, my bet is you're already thinking. You've already been looking through the catalogs. You've already have the seeds ordered, and maybe even have those seeds already starting to grow, waiting for the sprouts to come out, waiting to see what kind of produce will produce, waiting to see the beauty of the flowers and all of those things and the bounty that will be produced by your labor. If you walk through any of the garden centers of any of the big stores, they are more than happy to help you so that you have a great harvest. All kinds of ideas of what you need. You need the best soil. You need Miracle-Gro that can take somebody with a brown thumb and give them a green thumb. And then you need the fertilizer, the Miracle-Gro fertilizer, and then you need the right seed. And if you do all of these things and you do it right, then it will produce what you hope it will produce. That skillful marketing, though, of Miracle-Gro and all of those things that will make you into that great gardener, it doesn't help us understand the parable for today at all. We know from years of playing in the dirt that if you cultivate the soil, if you make sure the soil is healthy, if you add the right amount of water at the right time, if you fertilize, if you keep the animals and the bugs and the weeds out, you might get fruit. You might have something that produces. What we know from the parable today, though, is that the seed that Jesus talks about is his word. The word is Jesus. The seed, the word, Jesus, is good. It's the seed. It's the word. It's Jesus that makes the soil good. It's Jesus, the word of God, that causes the growth. The seed, the word of God, Jesus, produces good and abundant fruit. Now, we instinctively think that just like we work the soil and we take out the weeds, that we can make ourselves better. All we have to do is work harder. Just walk through BAM and look at the self-help section. Thousands of books trying to convince you, you can fix you. You can make yourself better. You can fight the weeds on your own. We can move ourselves from the hard path to the fertile soil. Listen to what God's Word says about that. Listen to what God's Word says about this, about my heart and yours. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intention of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. Does that sound like good soil? Matthew records this. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. Does that sound like a great place to plant seeds that will produce a great crop? We're surrounded in our world by the message that we can get ourselves better, that we can do it ourselves. In our brokenness, we want to believe that. We want to believe that we have a good heart. If I work hard, I can fix my brokenness. People say it all the time. You have a good heart. You'll be all right. Follow your heart. And we know where that leads. Looking at my heart or yours apart from Christ would be like expecting fine wine to come from your septic tank. In the parable, Jesus tells us, he makes two emphatic points. The seed is the word of God, and the seed is good. And he also says this, and he who has ears, let them hear. When Jesus tells this parable, it seems that the sower is being careless. He's throwing seeds everywhere he goes. He's throwing seeds in places where the seed seems to have little chance of ever-growing. Instead of the sower being so careless, the sower is absolutely confident that the seed is going to work, that the seed is going to do what it's going to do, even in those places where we would say it has no chance of growing. The power is in the seed. I heard a story once of a devout atheist. And she was not just your regular run-of-the-mill atheist. She was your angry, in-your-faith atheist. And when she died, she had provision in her will that her casket would be encased in concrete, because she said, "No God will ever be able to get to me and raise me from the dead." So many years of freezing and thawing caused a small crack in that concrete. A few years later, with the wind blowing, that crack filled with soil, and one small seed from an oak tree fell in that crack. And years later, over the top of her grave stands a huge oak tree with the concrete that encased her casket split wide open. The seed is good. The seed is powerful. And the seed continues to break broken sinners and make the soil, make the sinner good. The seed is good. The seed is the Word. The Word is Jesus. And He is able to break into the hardest hearts and forgive and bring faith and make the soil good. Jesus' words of forgiveness melt the hardest hearts and turn them into that good soil that produce abundant fruit. The hardest hearts cannot stand the power and the promise of the perfect seed, Jesus. Just ask Thomas, the former doubter. Ask Zacchaeus, the crooked tax collector. Look in the mirror and ask that sinner that's looking back at you that God has made into a saint through the waters of holy baptism. It appears when Jesus tells this parable that there are more losses than gains. Some of it springs to life quickly and withers because it has no root. Some is choked out by the cares and the anxiety and the concerns of the day. Listen to what Isaiah writes about this very word of God. "For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the things for which I sent it." When Jesus died on the cross, all mankind had their sins forgiven. Every sin of every person paid completely by the blood of Christ. We were made into the good soil, but the battle with evil is ongoing. The reality is that some people go to hell. Not because His word and His promises are not effective. Not because Jesus didn't try hard enough. It's because they refused the word. They refused the good seed. They refused the gifts that Jesus gives to them. A sower goes out to sow, and the good and powerful word of God is preached into the ears of a wayward granddaughter joining grandpa and grandpa, grandpa and grandma in worship. The word is good. The word is Jesus. And God is working into the ears of that granddaughter. A sower goes out to sow. One of your friends is struggling, and you encourage them, and you pray with them, and you pray for them. The word is Jesus. It's sown, He's sown, into their struggles and their suffering. And there God is working. A sower goes out to sow. You invite your wandering Christian friend to join you here in worship, and they come and they join us. And they hear God's word in their world. And God's word, His seed, His gift, gives them direction in their wandering. The seed is working. The word is working. Jesus is working. Jesus says, "He who has ears, let them hear." this battle that goes on in our world, this spiritual battle over your soil, over your soul, is an ongoing battle. The soil will not remain good if it is not in regular contact with the good seed, Jesus. Even if you've been baptized and catechized and have spent most of your life in church, if you separate yourself from the Word of God being preached and given to you in His gifts, your soil, your soul, the seed will not necessarily, the soil, your soul, will not stay good. Dear saints, he who has ears, let him hear. Be where Jesus is. Be where the Word is preached. Be in the Word. Be where Jesus is, so that he might destroy the evil one that continues to try to pull you from God's promises and his gifts. Be where Jesus is. Hear his word of forgiveness for all your sins. Be where Jesus is, where he preaches his promise that his word is powerful and effective, more powerful than any trouble or trial or temptation that's going on in your world. Be where Jesus is. Be here, where he gives himself to you, his very body and blood for you, strengthening, encouraging, making you good soil to receive his gifts of forgiveness, that you might go forth and produce abundant good fruit. The seed, the Word of God, Jesus, has beaten every evil one that wages against us. He wants you to be protected from the devil and the evil attacks. He gives you the shield of faith in the waters of baptism, that you, through Christ and faith, may stand against the assaults of the evil one. He who has ears, let him hear. Jesus reminds us at the end of the parable today, it is given to you to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, the good seed, the word of God. Jesus has been given to you by faith. We believe that. Your salvation is a passive experience. You had no cooperation in it. You didn't do anything to make yourself good. The good seed, Jesus, the Word of God, preached into your world, poured across your head, given to you on your lips, has made you into the good soil. And in that good soil, we produce fruit. We trust His Word. We love our neighbor. We look out for the world around us. He continues to help us produce fruit because he is the good seed. And he has made us into the good soil. And the good soil responds by producing good fruit. Be where Jesus is. Be in the Word. Receive his gifts of baptism, the Lord's Supper, the forgiveness of sins. And go out into this world and produce that wonderful fruit that points back to Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now the peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.